You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 135.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome. How you doing, my friend? It's awesome to be back on here. I'm blessed to be able to do what I do and to host this podcast. And I know I typically start the show by saying that it's awesome to be on another episode with you. And so that doesn't, that doesn't get lost on me. But, you know, I'm a big believer that, I think about how people have to-do list. And I took this away from Dean Graziosi. You know, he talks about make that your get to-do list, right? And I think that's why I'm so mindful. I'm so grateful of, you know, sometimes when I have a lot on my plate and, you know, for example, this podcast, it does take some time to produce the show and to, you know, come up with the material and the content to deliver to you. I have a team that puts it on the side and does all that, but you know, it still can be, it could take a lot of work, right? And so I have to be mindful of the fact that this is something I get to do, not something I have to do. And so I want to kind of start today's show just by sharing that quick tip with you. You know, if you're somebody that you find, listen to your words, right? And listen to the way that you talk to yourself and even the way that you think, because usually what I find is the way you think is the way you communicate. Or sometimes you suppress your thoughts and you communicate in a different way, but you know, think about how you talk to yourself, even when you're not verbally speaking. Hopefully this is making sense and it doesn't, you know, seem like I'm just kind of rambling, but it makes perfect sense in my head. Hopefully I'm communicating that to you clearly, but the power of our thoughts, the power of our words, our spoken words, is huge. You know, it can really, you know, not to sound dramatic, but I think it can really alter your life. In a positive or in a negative direction. And that's really up to you. So anyway, I thought I'd mention that because, you know, I'm always mindful of the fact. And like I said, even though I might have a lot on my plate, this is what I get to do. This isn't what I have to do. And so hopefully you take something away from that. But anyway, so what I want to do on this episode is I want to share with you the 10 different ways that you can find cash buyers for your deals. And what I'd like to do is just to keep this particular show, you know, between 10 and 15 minutes like I usually do, I think I'm going to break this up into a two-part series. So today I'm going to cover the first 5 ways that you can find cash buyers. And on next week's episode, you're going to hear, 6 through 10, the next 5 ways that you can find cash buyers. Some of these are things that you're probably already doing. Others you probably aren't doing. And so, you know, as with all marketing, think about how you can enter the conversation the prospect's already having in their mind, right? And so not only does that apply to, you know, targeting motivated sellers, but also for your buyers. And so there's very typical, common, well-known ways to market to buyers. And then there's other more creative outside-the-box ways that you can market to buyers. And so we're going to cover some of those different things on the next couple of episodes, Q&A episodes, I should say. And so I want to launch right into it as far as here are some different ways that you can find buyers. And I was working with a client. They locked up a property. I was super proud of them. And now they're in the process of marketing that contract. And so, you know, we were kind of going back and forth on Voxer about some different ways that they can market that contract and get it in front of as many cash buyers as possible. Now, realize that you want to price the property right. You don't want to leave money on the table, but you also want to leave meat on the bone. And so it's this balance. But the key with marketing is getting it in front of as many eyeballs as possible, right? You want to get it in front of as many cash buyers. So these are things that when you start to create your standard operating procedure for dispositions, for sales, these are all the different ways that you want to market to cash buyers. Here's the one thing I'll mention before I launch into number one. Always market for cash buyers. You never want to stop marketing to build your buyers list. And I've, to be honest, this is an area where, you know, in the past I've failed. And so I need to take my own advice here. Sometimes you get very comfortable leaning on a solid buyers list or on 5 to 15, 5 to 20 top buyers that you know perform. And so sometimes it's so easy as just sending a text message and properties get sold within hours, right? And so you really want to go through this process to get it in front of as many eyeballs as possible because you don't want to leave money on the table. And there's often times where, you know, buyers will bid up your wholesale property and it's an opportunity for you to generate more revenue. So number one is email, text, and sly broadcast. Okay, so I lumped those three ways of getting in contact with buyers. So I'm going to assume that you've already started to build somewhat of a buyer's list. You know, you might have only, you know, 50, 100 people on a list, or you might have thousands, depending on how long you've been in this business and how much attention you've given this area of the business. If you don't have any buyers, there's a lot of what we're going to talk about here are ways that you can build your buyer's list, but it can be as simple as, you know, putting ads on Craigslist to build your buyer's list. It could be as simple as putting out bandit signs to build your buyer's list. There's so many different ways to build a buyer's list, but what I want to do here is really focus on how you can find cash buyers. So if you have a list, assuming you have some buyers, I don't care if it's 10 buyers on a list or 10,000, you want to send an email. Now, keep in mind, here's the caveat. Email is getting lost and drowned in all the other emails. So do not just, this is not, you know, 2000 where you can send an email and you get, you know, 30 or 40% open rate, right? For the most part, that doesn't exist. You know, email rates on average are about 10 to 15% open rate, you know, which means that if you have 100 people on a list and you send an email, you know, you're probably only getting 10 to 15 people to open that email, right? So, you know, 85 to 90% of the people on your list are not seeing that property. So do not just rely on email. And as with anything else, you want to have an attention-grabbing headline as the subject. And, you know, try to make it entertaining. I'll lump our business into this right now just because of, we just got to make the time for it. Most people just, you know, put, 5 wholesale houses for sale as a subject line and they'll put their 5 deals. Well, that's what everybody does, right? So think about how you can stand out from the other wholesalers out there. How can you make it entertaining? How can you want to make your emails, how can you make buyers want to kind of salivate to open your emails? Not only because of the deals you provide, but also because it's different from everything else out there, right? So think about that. So you want to send an email right when you get the property under contract. You also want to send a text, you know, a simple text. Just we use CallFire. So if you guys go to, if you guys want to check out CallFire, you can go to flipempire.com/CallFire, I believe it is. And let me just verify that for you here in a quick second. And yep, that's the one. And that is the service that we use to send out text broadcast. And then we also use Sly Broadcast. So if you go to flipempire.com/Sly, you can use a Sly, which basically just drops a recording into the person's voicemail. The phone doesn't even ring. And yeah, you know, so those are 3 different ways that we like to get in front of buyers, and I lumped those all into the first way. The second is we like to use, you know, inside of FreedomSoft, they have a third-party syndicator, and we use that so that it basically blasts the property out to all these different third-party sites, Craigslist, Backpage, you know, social media like Twitter, and I don't know if it has Facebook in there, but, you know, you want to get the property online. You can even list it on Zillow, myhousedeals.com. So all these different sites you want to get it in front of. Okay, that's the second way you can market. And by the way, whether you have a property or not, you should be marketing your services. The fact that, you know, you do get wholesale properties at below market values. You know, you get deep discounts on properties. One of the things we do is we have our virtual assistant on a daily basis posting several times a day to build our buyers list on Craigslist, etc. And that's one way that, you know, we drive them directly to our squeeze page, which is just a simple web page that has, you know, a place where they can put in their name and email. And so every single day we get people added to our cash buyers list. So that's the second way. Third way is agents. You may have heard me talk about this in the past, but, you know, agents can be a fantastic source for cash buyers because Number one, always instruct your agents to add their commission to your wholesale price, which means that there's really typically not much negotiating going on. They know that the property is below market value, and so always have your agents add their commission. And what I found is that agents oftentimes have cash buyers that will pay more than the typical fix and flip investor, right? I've sold properties to buyers that came from agents where the buyer was paying 85 cents in the dollar, right? Whereas my typical fix and flip investor might only pay 70 cents on the dollar. If you have access to the MLS, you can easily pull up all the cash transactions that have happened in the last, 3 months or 6 months in that zip code of the property that you're marketing, the surrounding zip codes, and contact all the listing and selling agents that have been involved in cash transactions in the last 3 to 6 months. Okay. That's something you can do. If you don't have access to the MLS, I would highly recommend you try to get access through, I'm sure there's a lot of starving agents in your market that you can work something out with. Some MLS boards even have what's called like an admin login, where you pay like a small fee per year and you can have like an administrative login to an agent's MLS. Or just get creative, work something out. But you want access to the MLS. If you find you can't or it's too challenging, befriend an agent and see if they can send you a list of all the cash transactions in that zip code, for the last 6 months, for example. And then the fourth way. So I'm going to break this up into two parts. So I'm going to cover the first five. The fourth way is bandit signs. Nothing sexy about bandit signs. Everybody and their mom has heard about that. I like to use, one of the bandit signs that tends to pull the most calls for us is the headline. First of all, we use a 24x18 yellow corrugated bandit sign. We use the H frames or the H stakes, put it in the ground. If you can get them up on a telephone pole using something like the sign stapler or a tie wrap, that's even better. Those tend to stay up there longer. So I like to use a headline that says, "Sleep with me, cash buyers wanted, and your phone number." And make sure your phone number and the headline are the biggest things on the sign. And your phone is going to blow up. So think you're driving down the road and you see a sign that says, "Sleep with me." It's going to catch your attention. So a couple different, tips that I'll throw in here, especially if you're new and you don't know this. I'm not an attorney, so consult with, an attorney in your market. Usually, code enforcement frowns on bandit signs. It's typically not legal in most places that I'm aware of. So take that as you will. There's fines associated if you get just a code enforcement officer that, is just in a bad mood and they want to go after you. So, I'm not advising you go put out bandit signs, but I'm telling you that it's worked in the past and there's it's a way to find cash buyers. So, take that information and do with it what you may. But if you're going to use bandit signs, I would not recommend to use your cell phone. You might want to use like a Google voice number or something like that. You can go the really, really aggressive route with bandit signs and put it on major intersections, places where there's just a high volume of traffic. That's typically when it's going to like pull the eye of code enforcement officers, but you're also going to get a lot more traffic, a lot more calls. Or if you want to be a little more conservative, is you can have the bandit signs put out within the neighborhood or neighborhoods of the properties that you're looking to market. Or the areas where, you have cash buyers or where you're looking to buy more property, et cetera. So bandit signs continue to work. Bandit signs have been around forever, and I think they will continue to be around forever. And that's because they work. So here's the fifth and final one of this particular episode. People skip trace sellers all the time, but I don't know many people that skip trace buyers. Okay, so first of all, skip tracing is not only having to pay a service to skip, but when we see that there's a buyer in our town that's buying a lot and we know their company name, just jump on Google and try to do a search for that company LLC. And sometimes with a couple of minutes of just kind of poking and probing, you can find the registered agent, you can find their contact information, whether it's some sort of phone number or website. and reach out to them. Let them know that you wholesale properties, that you have access to below market properties, and 9 out of 10 times they're going to want you added. They're going to want you to add their email to your cash buyers list because they want deals, especially off market deals. Or you can also use like TLO.com or some of these other services to actually skip trace the cash buyers. So say, for example, your agent sent you a list of all the cash transactions in the last 6 months. You can look up the owners in the public records and then skip trace those people and contact them about the deals you have, right? So guys, those are the first 5 ways that you can find cash buyers. On the next Q&A episode, which is going to be released a week from today, I'm going to get into step 6 through 10, 5 more ways that you guys can find cash buyers for your deals. So hopefully you've enjoyed this. I'll catch you on the next one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.